Let's keep playing. Continue until you have 40 flips. You can perform them in minutes, but we'll need a calculator to work out the number of outcomes, which are taxing to our simple thought method. You'll have more than 1,000 billion possible combinations. Don't bother doing the calculation manually. It's 2 multiplied by itself 40 times, since each branch doubles at every juncture. Recall that we added a win and a lose at the end of the alternatives of the third round to go to the fourth round, thus doubling the number of alternatives. Of these combinations, only one will be up 40, and only one will be down 40. The rest will hover around the middle, here, 0. We can already see that in this type of randomness, extremes are exceedingly rare. 1 in 1 trillion is up 40 out of 40 tosses. If you perform the exercise of 40 flips once per hour, the odds of getting 40 ups in a row are so small that it would take quite a bit of 40 flip trials to see it. Assuming you take a few breaks to eat, argue with your friends and roommates, have a beer, and sleep, you can expect to wait close to 4 million lifetimes to get a 40-up outcome, or a 40-down outcome, just once. And consider the following. Assume you play one additional round for a total of 41. To get 41 straight heads would take 8 million lifetimes. Going from 40 to 41 halves the odds. This is a key attribute of the non-scalable framework to analyzing randomness. Extreme deviations decrease at an increasing rate. You can expect to toss 50 heads in a row once in 4 billion lifetimes. We're not yet fully in a Gaussian bell curve, but we're getting dangerously close. This is still proto-Gaussian, but you can see the gist. Actually, you'll never encounter a Gaussian in its purity, since it's a Platonic form. You just get closer, but can't attain it. However, the familiar bell shape is starting to emerge. How do we get even closer to the perfect Gaussian bell curve? By refining the flipping process. We can either flip 40 times for $1 a flip, or 4,000 times for 10 cents a flip, and add up the results. Your expected risk is about the same in both situations, and that's a trick. The equivalence in the two sets of flips has a little non-intuitive hitch. We multiplied the number of bets by 100, but divided the bet size by 10. Don't look for a reason now, just assume that they're equivalent. The overall risk is equivalent, but now we've opened up the possibility of winning or losing 400 times in a row. The odds are about 1 in 1 with 120 zeros after it. Continue the process for a while. We go from 40 tosses for $1 each to 4,000 tosses for 10 cents to 400,000 tosses for 1 cent, getting close and closer to a Gaussian. Let's keep going. We can flip 4,000 times staking a tenth of a penny. How about 400,000 times at 1,000th of a penny? As a Platonic form, the pure Gaussian curve is principally what happens when we have an infinity of tosses per round, with each bet infinitesimally small. Don't bother trying to visualize the results or even make sense out of them. We can no longer talk about an infinitesimal bet size, since we have an infinity of these, and we're in what mathematicians call a continuous framework. The good news is that there is a substitute. We've moved from a simple bet to something completely abstract. We've moved from observations into the realm of mathematics. In mathematics, things have a purity to them.